way the scheme works is that you've got 78 weeks to commence from when you get your allocations, and you then from that commencement date, you've basically got 65 weeks to finalise, just to make that clear for people who may not know all the sort of ins and outs of it. So effectively, you're on the clock, and there is a mechanism where that you can apply for an extension of that, but you have to submit that 12 weeks in advance, to the deadline running out. And, you know, people are in, tough circumstances here. They're not necessarily thinking, I need to submit the extension deadline to, my paperwork to the council. We have people going through a situation that, you know, like is being basically inflicted upon them. They're trying to get through, you know, and the other thing is, you know, I've spoken to some homeowners who have been caught out by this, not realizing that this deadline was coming up. And, you know, effectively, because they've not completed within the timeline stipulated, in theory, they may not be eligible for some grant payments. Now, I think there was universal agreement at the meeting that this absolutely has to be sorted out. It has to be sorted out at government level. The council can't move on this. It's written into the legislation. It has to come from the minister. But it's very, very easy. You know, people need to be given that opportunity to as an act of goodwill, really. I mean, in terms of the timelines that homeowners have endured, there's been a lot of delay on local levels and also at ministerial level in terms of bringing the scheme in. There's been delay after delay, but the onus seems to be very much on the homeowners to abide by these deadlines. But the point in terms of early movers was really that Dara O'Brien said the early movers would not be penalised. And that absolutely should be the case. And the people who are going through now, who are, you know, in danger of losing those payments because their completion times have slipped over, you know, these deadlines, there has to be some flexibility there. These are the people who went first. They're breaking down all the barriers. They've got all the issues, all the teething problems. They've had, you know, we've had a lot of delays from the council in times gone by. I know that things have improved now, but they, you know, these are the people that kind of went through that really tough process. So there has to be understanding, and it is something that needs to be sorted out urgently, because we are potentially talking about tens of thousands of euros that are owed to people. It is absolutely inconceivable that these people should not get these payments, and it is something that has to be addressed urgently at national level. So allow the council to implement this and make sure that people's bills are reconciled.
And these are the people as well who came in on the original scheme. They were transferred from the council to the housing agency over the course of this. They're the people during whose processes mistakes were found, the people who came across all the initial roadblocks, all the initial problems, all the initial delays. It's their cases that the government learned from. It's their cases that the council learned from. And as you say, you know, this was never going to be a straightforward thing from the start, and these cannot be penalised for that.
Absolutely. That's it. These are the guys who are breaking down all the barriers. They are the ones that are running headlong into all the teething problems, all the delays, for whatever reason, they have occurred. They've had to tolerate all that. And, you know, that sort of goodwill that they have exercised and the patience that homeowners have exercised, and it's been a really tough struggle, that has to be returned now. You know, like the learning is there. I mean, the other thing that I would say is we called for these deadlines to be extended anyway. This was something that was actually brought forward in all the amendments when the bill was being passed in 2022. We said these are not long enough. This is a situation that people are not prepared for. This is a situation that is basically being inflicted on people, and they're trying to make the best of it. And life happens beyond affected blocks. People encounter very challenging personal situations. There's finances, there's unpredictability with, you know, whether builders. We had the storm recently. I know that disrupted ESB connections. There's just like a plethora of reasons why, for whatever reason, none of it the fault of the homeowner, that you may end up going past these deadlines. And that has to be taken into consideration. So first of all, A, we need to make sure that nobody misses out because they may have slipped past these deadlines. and B, the deadlines are extended to avoid this happening to homeowners down the line. And also there potentially needs to be some sort of flagging system. So if you are going to be running into problems in terms of key dates, then that is flagged to you, because, you know, people's heads are absolutely full of this. It's a very, very demanding process, and you're not necessarily thinking, oh, I need to put my paperwork into the council.